At some point in time today, we got to talk about Kirk, James Franklin. I was getting ready to say Kirk Franklin, but that's because I think divine intervention is needed, and maybe James Franklin needs some gospel music supporting him. I don't know what else to say. Ladies and gentlemen, they lost to UCLA, 0-4 UCLA. Half the damn stadium was empty. Nobody's thinking about UCLA. Their program is in shambles. Penn State walked into this season ranked top two in the nation. They lost a thriller in overtime to Oregon. Now, prior to that, they beat in what, Nevada, like Florida International, somebody in Villanova, if I remember correctly. But you lose to Oregon, you got to win those games, but it's no shame if it was anybody else. It's a shame for if you're Penn State, because James Franklin's reputation is that he cannot win the big game. He gets to the Final Four last year, the college football playoffs, he loses to Notre Dame, even though it was a thriller. You lost to Ohio State last year. You lost to Oregon last year. And that loss, you know, in the semifinals of the playoffs to Notre Dame was your third loss. But you were in the playoffs. This year, they started out top two in the nation. They are now out of the top 25. They are 1-10 against Ohio State. They are 3-7 against Michigan. They are 1-18 against Big Ten, top 10 competition in James Franklin's career at Penn State. This is very bad. When you have a reputation at a big-time program as somebody who can't win the big-time games, this is very bad.